Betting on sports can be hard, but hiring Morgan & Morgan is easy. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. They have over 100 offices nationwide and more than 1,000 lawyers. Their fee is free unless they win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/bestbets or dial pound law, pound 529 from your cell phone. That's forthepeople.com/bestbets. This is a paid advertisement.
The numbers told the story they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Time to get funky neuretical hip as I get to the point. Rock this funky joint. Let's do it. It's a numbers game. VSiN.com, VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, everybody taking us in. We appreciate it. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Midland on the day before Thanksgiving.
That was the best show intro you've ever done. I
usually go party people, but I had that. I was had it in my head. It was in the car on the way in, so I had to get. Once you get it out,
it helps. Yeah.
Little Poor Righteous Teachers start out the morning on the show today. By the way, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I know it's the day before Thanksgiving, but I hope you're traveling safely today, wherever it is that you are going to spend the holidays with family. We have a show today that includes a lot of college basketball. Jim Root from Three Man Weave will be here. As will Dallin Cuff from ESPN, who has not one, not three, but six picks to give us in college hoops today. Six bets.
Little Champions League, too, from him as well. So, yeah, he's got a little bit of everything.
By the way, did you go to any of the college basketball that's in town yesterday?
No, I did not.
It sort of snuck up on me. We had great games. Duke was in action last night.
Plus, we got a great tip after the show yesterday on one of them, right?
Yes, we did.
Can
we just talk about that real quick? before we do this, sorry. It's like I just get distracted. Matt Brown will be here. And he won't be here, but he'll be on the show with us. A little primetime action reunion.
Yeah.
Talk National Football League with us. Jason Weingarten, JVT, not only on the NBA, but also what he's thinking in football. I want to see what JVT thinks the scenario is going to end up being in college football as we are approaching a solidified college football playoff situation. And I think I got to all the guests. I do believe we do. We'll also do updated adjusted season win totals in the NFL. I looked back at mine, kind of a mixed bag now.
I did the same thing yesterday as well. If we have time, we'll review the list and see.
We'll have time. We'll do that. And then our NFL power rankings. Let's get into that as well at some point. What you were referring to is we often have lovely listeners to this show, the best listeners of any show in the history of radio, I believe we think it is.
Yeah.
Since Marconi figured out this radio thing, best listeners ever.
I checked in with historians. They agreed. They agreed. Yep.
So guy walks up to the show yesterday. Great listener to the show. Loyal listener.
Wait. First of all, shout out to Larry Fresh, who's been hanging out all week pretty much. Brian came by, talked to us for a while yesterday. I think he kind of swayed us a little bit on a win total coming up in our conversation.
I thought about that. He did. I thought about him as I was doing it.
But the king.
But then a guy walks up in the middle. He says, "Hey," and I didn't really catch him at first. He's like, "Hey, I'm Kelly, the Sausage King of where? Omaha." And I'm like, "Wait, I'm Gil. I'm not Kelly." He goes, "No, I'm Kelly." I was like, "Oh, okay." And you're the what? He goes, "I'm the Sausage King of Omaha." You don't usually get that kind of intro.
You did not.
But he's wearing a Creighton jacket of some kind, some Creighton gear, and he goes, "Hey, fade Creighton today."
Gives us a great 2-minute breakdown this is what's going to happen.
Point guards out. Here's what happens. They pack the defense down and Kalkbrenner doesn't do anything against San Diego State. So it's, he just broke it down perfectly. And sure enough, Creighton got just destroyed as 4.5-point favorites against San Diego State yesterday.
Oh, and he didn't say take the points. It was grab the money line. Play him on the money line.
So thank you, Kelly, Sausage King of Omaha.
The more I thought about it last night, Gil, there's a chance, because he had great hair, too. There's a chance that it was me time traveling back from the future.
Very true.
Like, you looked enough like my father.
You know my favorite? So thank you to Kelly.
Maybe he's my real dad.
Sorry, Thad Bidlin. Sorry I had to hear it that way. The other thing that I've loved about this week on the show, besides all of that, but which we love when listeners come up to us after the show, but I like that we had a couple guests this week that have really genuinely angered listeners. Drew Dinsick was on. Not that I like to see y'all angered, but I like that there's a bit of controversy. Drew came on. He still is not buying the Detroit Lions in 2024.
Yeah.
He's not buying it. And so there were some Lions fans that really got upset with that, that tweeted in.
More outrage over that than his Mahomes MVP takes.
Yes, much more outrage over that. And by the way, Aaron Schatz's updated DVOA numbers on the Detroit Lions, sixth best through 11 games of all time. Would you like to know? No, fifth best. Would you like to know the four teams in front?
Sure.
The 2007 New England Patriots, the 1991 Washington Redskins, largely believed to be the two best teams of all time. The 1998 Denver Broncos, also a Super Bowl champion. And the 1985 Chicago Bears, famously, the most devastating defense of all time. All of which won Super Bowls. Detroit Lions 2024 is fifth.
Okay, that's pretty good company there.
So Drew got people
Where
upset.
Did we have? We had, didn't we have the Niners and, who was Niners and Ravens last year up
Niners
to a degree?
Niners and Ravens last year. By the way, the Ravens offense of this year, so glad you bring that up. So I might as well be thorough with the rest of the Aaron Schatz stuff. The Ravens offense this year is, ready for this? Mm-hmm. Through the DVOA, Aaron Schatz's proprietary stat, is the seventh best offense through 12 games, by the way, through 12 games this year. Seventh best offense, the 2024 Ravens offense, the 2007 Patriots being the best offense of all time through 12 games. And here's the other one I want to say. The worst DVOA of 10-1 teams, okay? 10-1 teams are better in the history of DVOA, his proprietary stats, since 1979. The Kansas City Chiefs, the 2024 10-1 Chiefs, are the fourth worst 10-1 team of all time. 10-1 or better team of all time through 12 games, through 11 games in this case.
I wish I could say that surprised me, but it
doesn't surprise
me
at all.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Yeah, by the way, the three that were worse, and I don't remember any of these teams offhand, but the 94 Broncos were 10-1, the 2012 Falcons were 10-1, and last year's Eagles were 10-1 and then collapsed. So he was right about that.
Yeah, that one makes sense. Yeah, the Chiefs one, man, I think this could be a very, very interesting season to look back on if they end up winning, AFC, Super Bowl, whatever, just because it is, we can say everything we want about these teams, but at the end of the day, it's Mahomes and Andy Reid, and they're getting it done when it matters the most.
We've seen it too many times before.
We've seen it so many times.
We don't want to be dumb again.
Yep.
The other thing, by the way, the other thing that got people all riled up this week more than anything else?
What?
Futak yesterday.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Futak, because Futak...
I love him this time of year.
He's so great. He just makes people angry. Because Futak, we were talking about the Heisman Trophy, and I made a bet on Ashton Jeanty at plus 750, and I was just trying to get his... He's a Heisman voter. He's one of 938 Heisman voters. And he said something at the beginning, which I don't know that I caught on air, which is, people don't really see Ashton Jeanty. He sort of, he threw that in. And then he went on... And so, we got multiple tweets from people who are like, how can he say that people don't see Ashton Jeanty? He's a Heisman voter. If you're a Heisman voter, the tone of these tweets was, shouldn't you watch these players? Shouldn't you go out of your way even to tape, old school term, and watch these players? And since they mentioned that, I did notice that it was sort of like by the end of the segment, remember when I was talking about McCaffrey versus Derrick Henry, because Ashton Jeanty's season is very comparable to Derrick Henry's from 2015 when he won the Heisman. And I made the comment, he got the Heisman, what Christian McCaffrey should have. And I was like, none of y'all watched Christian McCaffrey that year either. And then in the same breath, that he's saying that nobody sees Ashton Jeanty, he was like, oh, we all saw Christian McCaffrey. No, you didn't.
No,
you didn't. None of y'all did. The East Coast, it was Andrew Luck and Christian McCaffrey's college careers. I get it. You saw them sometimes. You didn't see anywhere close to even 50%.
You saw the five big games or whatever that year. Yeah. Like that is, honestly, I don't think that much is, not that much has changed. Like some of this used to be, 30, 40 years ago, right? It used to be television problems. There's not been enough that's changed between McCaffrey and now Gil that could still be the resulting answer of what happens with Jeanty this year.
People forget how dark ages 2015 was when it came to that kind of stuff.
No, but like this is, I mean, really,
I know what you're saying.
The only thing that's really changed in my mind between McCaffrey and now is that, we have more games on more nights of the week.
Yeah.
Right? Otherwise, it's...
I do think people are a little more maybe not. Maybe we're in a cocoon here, right? Maybe we're very close to the sun on this stuff that we think everybody sees everything, but maybe not. Maybe you're right. Maybe it is the same.
All I can tell you is there is one Heisman voter that I worked with that I wouldn't have trusted anything he put down on a ballot. That's all I'll say, because what we're talking about right now, I know is the case.
And maybe that's the takeaway from that conversation is, while we're betting on this, then when we talk to an actual voter, we're like, oh, you don't even... You know, like, you go away really depressed.
I mean, it was 900 something. We talked about it yesterday. Yeah. I don't know how often they are checking in on people's credentials, updating that list. That feels like a big part of the problem.
Real quick, because we didn't get to this yesterday. And I don't know how deep we're going to get into any of this, but we were going to go over some NFL awards. This is the rapid fire version of that. MVP, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson won two at the top of this market. Saquon became the third short shot last week after his 255-yard rushing performance this past week and just setting records, franchise records for the Eagles. You still feel like it's a Lamar Jackson, right?
It is. I've mentioned it a couple times. I've been getting close to a bet, but you know what, Gil, as we were working, I was doing my prep work for Win Total Wednesday is coming up next year. Just looking at that Ravens schedule, I think this was part of Drew's point yesterday.
It was.
The record could end up just not being good enough for him to go out and win it. And that's the only thing that's holding me back right now.
27 touchdown passes and 3 picks.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had to bet it right now, it would only be Lamar Jackson.
Offensive player of the year, Saquon, the appropriate big favorite. Should he be this big of a favorite, over $3?
Yeah. He's come back. What are we, minus 275 now at DraftKings, at least? So it has come back a little bit. I think that's probably properly priced. I think when we brought it up on, Monday, what the pricing was, that seemed a little much. Was it 350 or something when we first talked about it?
275 and Derrick Henry's plus 275.
This feels more accurate.
Yeah, probably so. And then defensive player of the year, what do you think as we go out here? Anything?
I don't know. Like, is it just going to be TJ Watt because it's the Steelers and the Steelers defense? Like, I kind of think that's the case.
I think this is the most. Yeah, he's minus 200. Everybody else is 12-1 or longer. I kind of feel like this is the most, just sort of by acclamation,
right,
one. We'll do Coach of the Year on the other side as well. We'll talk to Jim Root, college basketball as well.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on a numbers game live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas, Nevada. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin, everybody. Did we give our names in the first segment? I'm not sure we did.
I don't know. You were singing, so I didn't really care.
Singing. That's what I was doing. I was singing. I'll tell you what folks were singing about yesterday was the Megapod. Stormy Bonatoni was our guest yesterday. The lovely Stormy Bonatoni, host of Money Moves, right here after the show.
I was able to take in about the first 20 minutes, I would say, in my day yesterday.
Quite an experience, isn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Teasers and parlays. The pod was awesome today. It's not said enough, but appreciate everything y'all do week after week. The best pod, hands down. Let's cash some tickets. Thank you, Teasers and Parlays. Very nice of you. This is from J-Rod. I think this might be my favorite Megapod yet. Please, let's get Todd on Unprepared again. And, of course, Stormy. So yesterday, Todd forgot that we were doing the Megapod on Tuesday, the Beating the Book Megapod. Oh, he was too busy live betting college basketball. And we're literally starting the podcast without him. I'm like, dude, what else do you have to do?
It was great. It was also one of my favorite parts of the pod yesterday. And I think there's another tweet. There's a tweet that sums it up perfectly for me.
There's another one here. This is from JDR. It's a buddy, JD, from Alabama. He says, I know it was exhausting. Oh, this is different. I know it was exhausting thinking about walking all the way across the street to see the greatest rock band of all time. Pearl Jam. He knows I hate Pearl Jam. But hopefully you were able to go walk over to see the greatest 24-25 college basketball team tonight. Roll Tide. Let's cash them tickets. Alabama Crimson Tide winning in overtime against Houston yesterday at the MGM Grand Arena. My buddy Wes was out there. It's awesome. Fred Currier. Awesome podcast. Stormy was a welcome guest. Thanks. Thank you to Stormy. Paul Nelson, just listened to the Megapod. First 10 minutes had me rolling on the floor laughing. Most laughter of all the podcasts. Thanks for having Stormy on. She's the best. She is the best. Nick Kendhammer, 3 minutes into the pod and almost drove off the road laughing, setting up to be an all-timer. Well, I hope it lived up to the billing. Jeremiah Westgate, if that is your real name. Hey, Gil, just listen to the Mega. I also dig the Packers Thursday night, so lock of the year, LOL. Number two is Stormy, the first female guest ever. She was very good. Number three, Todd not being prepared had zero impact. And Todd is three times less annoying this year. Good coaching.
So this was my takeaway. Whenever I'm like, oh boy, Todd's late. Like, Gil's angry. This is going to be bumpy. Like, they got Stormy on today. I'm like, this isn't going to be good. I thought Todd was more entertaining and sound just as prepared as usual to me.
He's great. Odale, great job on the short week, guys. Thank you. Hashtag Megapod from Old Dandy Do. And I believe that might be it. Yeah. That's it. Okay. Let me answer the question that Jeremiah Westgate, is Stormy the first female guest ever on the Megapod? No, she is not. Megapod historian Tim Lawson from The Better Life, who knows this stuff better than I do. And I'm the one hosting it. Yes.
Someone in the past 5 years?
No. We're talking about 10, 11 years of the Megapod.
No, but like, how many women have been on before?
She is the fourth.
She is the fourth. Oh, okay. I don't know. I was going to guess Danielle Avari.
Danielle was never on the Megapod.
Really?
Danielle was never
then
on the Megapod.
Then I got no idea.
I would have guessed Danielle, too. Yeah. he tells me that Kelly in Vegas was on in 2012.
Makes sense.
Kelly, before she believed everything her Westgate friends were telling her and disbelieved everything that I was saying. Anita Marks from ESPN was on once upon a time. And Brad Porras, our college baseball guy, was on with his wife once.
Oh.
And so Stormy is the fourth.
Okay, yeah. There we go.
Stormy is the fourth. So really, we appreciate Stormy doing double duty yesterday and being on.
Great work by Tim Lawson, as usual. That's why he gets that big paycheck, you know?
Bro, everything I need to know, his history of the Megapod, he's right on it. I love it.
Oh, man.
Okay. Last award before we get to the adjusted season wins. Coach of the year. Do you have any idea who's winning this?
I feel like we just needed to re-rack whatever I said 2 weeks ago. 95% it's down to these seven guys. No, I don't.
I have as little idea about this as I do anything this late into a season.
I don't understand the Andy Reid movement. I don't know if I agree. I do not agree with what Drew said yesterday with that.
Which part?
I think Andy Reid is more live in this market.
I asked Drew because he was all about Patrick. He bet Patrick Mahomes 12-1 to win MVP. And I said, if the Chiefs go 15-2, I believe I said, or 16-1, are they more likely to give Andy Reid coach of the year than they are Patrick Mahomes MVP? And he said, absolutely not.
I think it was a great question. And I completely go the other way. I think there's a better chance Andy Reid wins this award, this award than Patrick Mahomes winning MVP.
I'm with you. That's why I asked. Absolutely. All right, which brings us, Kelly, to adjusted season win total for the National Football League. He's doing a little drum roll.
The guys looking over or under? It's another edition of Win Total Wednesday on A Numbers Game.
Oh, yeah. Ryan, baby.
Ryan Hunter.
Just voice your life, that guy.
The best.
Just voice your every move. Now Kelly's going to the bathroom.
I heard he was on the legendary podcast Concierge Confidential recently.
Come on, was
he? Yeah, yeah.
Concierge Confidential with the very how can we put this? The very upper crust Brian Ortega.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the point of the podcast, basically. Right?
Brian Ortega, who all through A Numbers Game, when he's here, will say things in my ear like, "We will not have that."
He's very involved.
Very involved. Brian Ortega, whose North Star is, what will entertain me today? Okay. Adjusted season win totals. Can I go back to the ones I've already made first?
Yeah.
Do we have that or should I read them all?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
You want to hit Morgan and Morgan first, though?
Oh, of course I do.
Yeah.
Come on, Kelly. Do I want to hit Morgan and Morgan first? Of course I do. It's all brought to you, by the way, by Morgan and Morgan. These adjusted season win totals, and we haven't always done just adjusted season win totals, but whatever the win totals may be, we have done them. It's easy to win some bets, or it's hard to win some bets, I should say, but hiring Morgan & Morgan is easy. If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. They have over 100 offices nationwide, more than 1,000 lawyers. Submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan is so easy. If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Their fee is free unless they win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/bestbets. Forthepeople.com/bestbets or dial #law. That's #529 from your cell phone. That's forthepeople.com/bestbets or #law, #529 from your celly. This is a paid advertisement. Okay, my adjusted season win totals are a mixed bag now. A few weeks ago, they looked good. Now they're a mixed bag. Here's what I have done in the past during this segment. Here you go. Well, we have Kelly's up. Here are mine. Mine
just
are...
Just ignore the name.
Just ignore... That's right. Why don't we do mine first here?
No, no, no. These are yours. Just the name at the top.
Gotcha.
Okay,
so previously I had the Dolphins under 7.5. That's looking dicey. That's kind of a coin flip right now. Dolphins under 7.5. Dolphins are 5-6 right now, so maybe, maybe not. Steelers under 9.5, I have. We'll see. Jaguars under 6.5. That's looking great. 49ers over 9.5. Uh-oh, they're 5-6. Commodores over 9.5, maybe. Commodores over 11.5, not so much. Bears under 7.5, looking good at this point. So we'll get a mixed bag.
Yeah. You want to check out my previous ones, and then we'll get to our current ones?
Sure, let's do your previous.
Okay, so I've got Steelers under 10.5, Falcons over 10.5. Ravens over 11.5, up in the air.
Up in the air.
Guess, yeah.
Up in the air.
Dolphins under 7.5.
Up in the air.
Up in the air. Chiefs over 14.5.
Up in the air.
I like it. I like it. I still like it. Okay. But yes, up very well. Yes, up in the air would be the fair way to state that. Jets under 6.5. Love it.
I like it.
Panthers under 3.5.
Uh-oh.
Is that already dead or they do? Or,
no,
they got one more,
they
right?
got three
okay,
wins,
okay,
yeah.
I got one more. Yeah. And then Cowboys under 8.5. There's a good one.
Yeah, so mixed bag for both of us. So this is probably our final edition of this. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe there'll be another one. Because once you get really late in the season, the pickings are slim. But here's what I ended up. I ended up making two more bets, one of which is the Steelers Redux. I am going Steelers under once again.
We both did this. Not with the Steelers, but with a team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we doubled down.
So I went Steelers under once again. Steelers under 10.5 plus 130. Under 10.5 plus 130 at DraftKings. Steelers currently have 8 wins. You're telling me they're winning 3 more games with this gauntlet?
I know.
Hells no. By the way, part of this is, what is your handicap for this weekend, where the Bengals are 2.5-point favorites, now 3-point favorites against the Steelers? I'm on the Bengals minus 2.5. So, Steelers under 10.5, and I'm getting plus 130 on top of that? I'll take that, thank you very much. And the other one is the Cleveland Brownies. I got the Cleveland Browns under 4.5. They've got 3 wins currently. A lot of that is going to come down to... how you feel about the, first of all, the Browns play the Steelers. That's the fly in this ointment, right? So one of them has to win that game. But I don't have the Browns winning 2 more games in their remaining schedule. I might not even have them winning 1.
So
those are my 2.
So Brian brought this up to us. I was looking at the schedule just even right after the show. I was like, I think it's a good bet under 4.5. Yeah. And I was going to write it down for my list too, Gil. But then I thought one thing. The Jameis Winston factor. You just cannot handicap. You cannot handicap.
Stop it.
He's going to lose you games. He's going to win games that he shouldn't win. So I can't put it down. I can't put it down the list. The two I went with this week, Bears under for me, under 5.5. I just think this is a team that's going to come undone here. And this is another one where it's, okay, we're getting down to the end. Look at the schedule. I need 2 more wins. I don't see them. And then I doubled down back with the Jets. This team's falling apart. What have we seen from this team to make you think they're going to come out and win a couple more games here to get over that number? No shot.
Both of us betting against human achievement. Me, the Steelers and the Browns. Kelly, the Bears and the Jets. We'll come back. College basketball with James Patrick Root from 3-Man Weave. Next, Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Are you the type of player who's looking to get down $10,000 or more on an NFL line at the best price in the market? Or perhaps you're looking to get your in-game play instantly accepted? Introducing SportTrade, the app that's going to change sports betting forever. Minus 104 lines instead of the typical minus 110, instant in-game betting, and a concierge player service. SportTrade, perfect for those who want a premium betting experience. SportTrade is live in New Jersey, Colorado, Iowa, Arizona, now Virginia. Download SportTrade, use code VSIN to earn 10% cash back on each wager in your first week. Terms apply, you got to be 21 years or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Richard Palma reminding me to repeat what Stormy said. I'll give Stormy complete credit on this. Somebody on Twitter was talking about this, but Stormy brought it up on the Megapod yesterday, which is, you know, I'm on the Packers tomorrow night in the third of the 3 Thanksgiving games. And there are, and, you know, and out loud, I'm like, hey, Dolphins in cold weather, this never goes well. Well, she actually had the numbers to back that up on the Megapod yesterday. Do you have any idea how futile it's been for the Dolphins? Let's use the parameter.
We're talking about Tua not being good there. Yeah.
Sub 40 degrees at kickoff. Sub 40 degrees Fahrenheit we're talking. We're not talking Kelvin or Celsius here. 40 degrees Fahrenheit at kickoff. The Dolphins, 11 straight games, sub 40 at kickoff, they have lost. Last win, 2016. Tua, 0-4 straight up in those conditions, a 55% completion rate, 4 touchdowns, 5 picks, and a total QBR of 21.
Oh, boy.
Out of 100. Yeah.
That is not a good QBR. The I forgot to bring up the one. I felt like a true Megapod fan yesterday when I was listening, because what's one of the biggest reactions you always get is the potty mouth language, right? Yes. That you're surprised by.
Yeah.
I'm used to you guys, but Stormy said a word, and I was like, oh my, oh my!
You clutched your pearls.
Yeah, I clutched my pearls. Oh my!
Las Vegas 514. Yo, we have to have young Kelly bust a rhyme at least once. Poor Righteous Teachers is a great starting point. Let's go. Get your game together, Kelly says. Oh, and New Jersey, New York, you're absolutely right. My bad. I was going through the Aaron Schatz DVOA stuff, and he says, to correct quickly, the 07 Pats, of course, did not win a Super Bowl. Yes, you are absolutely right. He goes, I'm a miserable enough Giants season ticket holder. Please don't take that away from me. You're absolutely right. The only team to go undefeated that far and then lose in a Super Bowl. And then Matthew Mayberry was wondering about those DVOA stats of all time. He goes, are the 98 Vikings high on the list of great teams? We got robbed of that Vikings-Broncos Super Bowl in 98. Thanks, Gary Anderson. Mm. Picked a great time to miss your first field goal of the season. I hate to tell you this, Matthew Mayberry, you're not on the best. You're actually, you know, that list of 10-1 teams or better, where I said the Chiefs were the fourth worst of all time through 11 games?
No way.
The Vikings, according to Aaron Schatz's DVOA, are the...
Really? That Vikings team?
Are the 3-6-9 12th the worst 10-1 team or better of all time through 11 games?
Wow.
All right, we'll get some more tweets coming up. Jim Root joins us, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. He is 1/3. I think it's 1/3. He may have a different percentage of the three-man weave college basketball trinity. He joins us now from the Heartland. How you doing, Jim? What's happening, man?
I'm good. Yeah, it's the midst of Feast Week, so I'm just trying to stay alive. Staying up late for Maui games, waking up early to record podcasts with the Weavers has been, you know, burning it at both ends, but there's a lot of basketball, so it's fine.
The Weavers. First of all, you have a Packers helmet behind you. I don't want to just neglect that. You think they're winning tomorrow night?
I do. I love the cold weather stats you just gave on Tua. That is heartening for me. Only worry is the secondary for the Packers with Jair Alexander, and apparently Xavier McKinney missed practice for personal reasons yesterday. They need him in there.
Okay, to college basketball. By the way, you can follow Jim, one of the great Twitter handles, at Second Chance Points. That's with the number 2. Should we be worried about UConn? UConn has lost 2 straight games in a row, really close games. One to Memphis, where Danny Hurley lost his ever-loving mind. No arrogance whatsoever from Dan Hurley and all of that. And then they lose to Colorado yesterday by a point. Should we be worried about them at all?
I'm a little worried. Yeah, I think the interior defense is a major concern. Compared to last year, they had Donovan Clingan basically cleaning everything up. And now you've got Terrace Reed and Samson Johnson, both of whom commit fouls like crazy. And they're sending teams to the line a ton. I believe they've given up 68 free throws in 2 games. And they're not really getting pressure turnovers out of that. Usually that's the trade-off. You get turnovers and that leads to fouls, but they're not getting that. So the fact that they haven't figured that out and they don't, maybe they might not have a solution for that, the interior defense, and their perimeter's been shaky. Aiden Mahaney obviously basically got banned from their rotation last game. I'm a little worried about UConn, especially, like, I don't think they're the Big East favorite anymore. I'd say Marquette has usurped them there.
Well, I'm a little worried about Danny Hurley's ego. Good God. Tamp it down, Danny. My God.
Yeah, we did a little section on our pod this morning about Mr. Hurley. I'm not sure what his deal is. Calm down. You've won 2 national titles. It's okay.
That's right. Relax.
What are you so angry about?
It's really amazing. Should we be worried at all about Duke? Duke has lost to Kentucky and Kansas now after last night. Worried about them at all?
A little. I mean, 10 minutes of no Hunter Dickinson last night, and they couldn't get over the hump. That was kind of shocking to me. And then the late game stuff, it really seems like an issue. I'm not sure what John Shire's drawing up. The drive to the left against Kentucky for Cooper Flagg didn't make sense. And then last night, you've got Knipple being the handler, despite Tyrese Proctor clearly outplaying him most of that game, and no Proctor touches. they've got some stuff to sort out. I know they're young and it's late game stuff, but they're going to be youngish for most of the year. And they just don't really seem to have a pecking order. So I think Duke, their defense is going to continue to be excellent. They've got all kinds of defenders on that end with Brown, with Malawach, with Flag. Proctor's a terrific perimeter defender. But the offense is going to have some quirks in the half court that I think they need to figure out, and especially down the stretch of games.
We were talking about this a little before you got on air, but Matt Eumanns makes it an annual tradition for him to go to the Maui tournament. You've been before, and you're debating next year Maui or Atlantis. I mean, how great is this for college basketball? I love this time of year.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, you get a lot of teams that, you know, set their schedule up to have bye games and not really play anybody. But then this is the week, basically everybody dials in. You get these big time tournaments. I know the players era in Las Vegas is starting to try to wrestle teams away from Atlantis and from Maui, but there's no better tournament than Maui. Just the site, the Civic Center is a great, great venue for it. And then get down to the ballroom in Atlantis. That tips off today too. That's another great tradition. So I like having this week where we know we're going to get big games.
And they have sponsors where you're like, what is this? Terry's Chocolate? You're like, what?
It's hard to beat the four B's, right? Basketball, beach, booze, and something else. Betting.
Mm.
Boom.
There you go.
It's wonderful where you're going with that.
Four B's.
Last thing before we get to your picks. Give me the team that you've seen. I've asked this in some form of you before, but give me the team that you're watching right now and you're like, oh, this team is way scrappier, way more live than I might have imagined them to be.
I'll go with Cincinnati, and I know they haven't played a great schedule yet, but just the depth that they've shown, Dan Skillings has been out with a knee injury, arguably their best player, and they've just continued to demolish people. They went across the river to Northern Kentucky and destroyed them. We saw what happened when Rutgers played a road game at a mid-major. That didn't go well. Cincinnati was completely unbothered. And then they went down to Georgia Tech and blew out Georgia Tech by 20-plus. So I think Cincinnati, they've ascended into the top 10 at KenPom. Maybe they're not quite eighth best in the country, but I think they're a legit top 15 and could continue rising if they get Skillings back.
All right. The correct answer to that question was Alabama. Alabama is a great.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
Totally playing. No, Alabama, I think, is live for big things, but they might have not been the category that I was referring to there for you. Okay, let's get to the good stuff. Your picks today, sir, are?
Yeah, we'll start in Atlantis, 733 on the betting board, Oklahoma -2. They've been better in bye games than I expected. Porter Moser's team kind of taking care of business, whereas their opponent here, Providence, has not been good. They've kind of flirted with disaster a few times. The offense has looked really bad. And I think some people are hoping that the Friars get a boost from Bryce Hopkins, who may or may not debut today. But Kim English had some quotes that their coach that he wasn't positive Hopkins is going to play. He's definitely going to be on a minutes limit if he does. He's coming back from a torn ACL. I don't expect him to be his full self quite yet. So I'm taking Oklahoma there. I prefer the coach. I like the price down in Atlantis. Give me the Sooners. Second one is a neighbor. Actually, the other two are both in Vegas. So in case both of you want to get a live look at my other bets here, 747 on the board, Texas A&M -3.5 over Creighton. Creighton's a disaster right now. They look really bad. Back-to-back games of just getting taken to the woodshed by double digits by unranked teams. One of them at home. Steven Ashworth out, takes away a lot of shooting, puts the ball in Pop Isaac's hands a little too much for me. And Texas A&M coming off that lost physicality that they have, I think that's going to bother Creighton. And the last one, out in Henderson, Long Beach State, San Jose State, the under 728 on the board, under 128. Long Beach cannot score. Their coach is a former San Diego State assistant, Eric Acker. We've seen San Diego State teams be ugly offensively for a while, and this team is taking after their mentor, their former coach there. They can't get over 50. San Jose State also loves to slow it down, playing the half courts. Third game in 3 days for both these teams. It's kind of been an under venue throughout this event. I think it all adds up to a nice under bet there late night in Vegas.
Dollar Loan Center Arena, at least that's what it used to be called. It's our favorite arena here, 4,000 capacity.
Greatest arena in the world.
It is. Where we saw Wembanyama live.
Wemby with like 200 people.
That's
great.
Right. It's fantastic. Thanks for the rotation numbers as always, Jim. Appreciate it, man.
Yep. Thanks for having me, fellas. Good to talk to you.
You too. Jim Root. He's on the Fade Creighton train as well, like our sausage king of Omaha, Kelly. Coming back with JVT next.
Hi.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Nothing delivers comfort and joy quite like the unrivaled quality and taste of Omaha Steaks. This year, skip the holiday hustle and bustle. Save 50% off site-wide during their cyber sale. OmahaSteaks.com. Plus, get a $30 reward card when you shop early and score an extra $30 off with promo code NUMBERS. With five generations of experience, Omaha Steaks consistently delivers the world's best steak experience, and their gifting experts have made it easy to deliver the perfect gift with thoughtfully curated gift packages starting at $89.99. From legendary steaks to mouth-watering desserts and more, save 50% off site-wide during the cyber sale at OmahaSteaks.com. Plus, our listeners get an extra $30 off with promo code NUMBERS. What's that promo, Kelly?
Promo code NUMBERS. I'm not spelling it out.
And a $30 reward card when you shop early. That's 50% off at OmahaSteaks.com. And an extra $30 off with promo code NUMBERS. Minimum purchase may apply. Gil Alexander, we get tweets at Beat of the Book. Cheap prop bets. If you could, in fact, travel back in time, it could make only one massive bet and your winnings are the same. Which market are you selecting and your winnings are the same?
Yeah, I actually didn't read that part of it. I just read the beginning and I immediately replied with Jake Paul just because I'm still angry about that.
Yeah.
I told you, I'm going to be angry for the rest of 2024.
I don't know. Bet more on Mayweather, I guess, kind of thing. Even though I bet a lot, spend CC. Isn't this the case with all awards voters? See Rudy Gobert last year. I think mainly they get it right overall, but it's almost like they think, what's the very minimum I can do here? Talking about Heisman. I kind of agree with that, Spence. After hearing Futek yesterday, you're probably right. Like most of these 938 Heisman voters are just going to mail it in with, oh, who, Travis Hunter plays both sides? Okay, sure.
I mean, I think there are any award, right? Yes, there are going to be some people that take it far more seriously than others.
Joby, the real Joby, meant to tweet this yesterday, but I was so shook. Have you seen the new Jardians commercial? The song and catchy jingle have been completely overshadowed by the laundry list of side effects, possible lower limb loss amongst them. What? Oh, we can't have that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I've seen that one.
Shades of Mako also mad at Futek. He says, I had to look at Boise's TV schedule in order. ESPNU, Peacock, FS1. FS2, CBS Sports Network, FS1, Fox, CBS Sports Network, Fox this weekend. If FS1 has been so inaccessible to Futek, he can finally watch Genty on Fox this weekend.
So this was kind of my point, though. The only one you really rattled off there was what, Peacock? Was that one? Like, that would have, like, in the McCaffrey days, that would have been the only one that wasn't available. FS1 was around.
They did not show Stanford football. When it was Luck and McCaffrey, it was just not on that often. It really wasn't. My recollection. Burt Wiedemeyer. Great podcast as usual. A lot of F-bombs with a young Stormy in the house. She is a trooper. All in good fun. Have a happy Thanksgiving, guys and gals. You too. Jamie Leva. Does Abe Froman, Sausage King, have any other plays for today? Take it easy tonight on Drinksgiving, Mr. Bidlin.
I don't know. I hope he stops by again.
We're going to need you at full strength tomorrow. Have a great day, gentlemen. You too. And Brandon Kyle says, Gil, if nothing else, you'll get live through those adjusted win total bets through the lens of Hard Knocks AFC North starting December 3rd, I'm pretty sure. Looking forward to that. Jason Stark is mad at me because he says, doing it again, huh? Glutton for punishment with the Steelers unders.
Jason.
And then Primetime says, yo, hey, man, I'm sorry. Am I crazy or is this choreography team at Jardians mailing it in with the newest commercials? People are all shook up over that. He says, since your interview with the OG lady, subsequent dances are most definitely minus EV.
I pulled it up right now. Yeah, I've seen this before.
And last two, Kiss the Degenerate. Is it wrong of me feeling motivated to listen to the NFL Megapod just to hear Stormy's foul potty mouth? Actually very excited about it. and then Larry Fresh, shout out to Stormy for doing the Megapod. Hopefully she returns next year. Good friend Chillionaire says Babes was the other B you were looking for. And Matt Kraling, Kelvin, LOL, nerd humor. Nerd humor is one of the many reasons this show kills. Thank you. Glad you appreciate it.
I had those four B's all loaded up, and I totally blanked on the last one.
JVT is in the house. At me, JVT on Twitter. He is the host of VSiN Primetime and, of course, our NBA senior analyst. But he goes well beyond the NBA. He joins us now from his place. Happy Thanksgiving, John.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. I don't want to derail anything, but I would like to go back. Was somebody telling you that they couldn't watch Ashton Genty and thus they're not going to vote for him for Heisman?
They weren't saying and thus. They didn't go as far. Peter Futak from College Football News. He didn't go as far as saying and thus I won't vote for him. But he was I was making the case for Genty at plus 750. And right. He was talking about how, yeah, most of these voters probably don't even see him. People went crazy, as they should.
Yeah. I mean, look, I say this a lot about like the NBA awards, right? Like, and this is a little bit different because the NBA awards are tied financially to these guys, right? Like certain, when it comes to max contracts, things like that, they're tied into how many all NBA teams, you know, things like that, whatever. If you have a vote in anything, it is your job to do your due diligence. Stay up a little bit late. Watch the games. It's 2024. There's YouTube. There's all sorts of things. That's pretty insane if that's actually true for some of these folks. So, yeah. It's a little disheartening to hear.
But I think again, all of us who are betting on these things are always sadly surprised. Remember when Lebatard sold his MVP, his Major League Baseball vote? Like, he gave it away to somebody. I mean, it's like that kind of stuff, right?
I believe his was actually the Hall of Fame ballot, was it not?
He was
trying to prove a point about the whole steroid thing or whatever. But regardless, to your point, I actually go back 2 years ago where the Kings, I don't know what was happening with the Kings. I want to say one of their players was up for an award potentially or whatever it was. But regardless, after the All-Star break, the Kings finally have a primetime game on ESPN. And Michael Wilbon openly admits that this is going to be like the second time he watched them. And he's an awards voter. Like, things like that are absolutely insane to me.
It's insane.
I just don't get it.
Yeah. Do you have a Heisman bet, John?
I do. I still think of a little bit of life here with Cam Ward. So I've got a couple, like the big long shots are dead. You know, I had Rocco Becht at a 10,000 to 1. He's obviously not going to get there. Had De La Raiola at 500 to 1. That was eliminated a long time ago. So the one that's still got some legs is Cam Ward. If he can, of course, go on, maybe win a conference championship game, be a one loss quarterback. His numbers are very good. The question is just right. Like, how do you measure what you guys were referencing, which is, you know, some pretty good and bonkers numbers for a quarterback that might lead a one loss ACC champ versus a two-way player on a team that's got those losses not competing for their conference championship. It'll be really interesting to see, because I feel like I've got a small advantage because, like you guys were talking about, right? Voters are lazy and they'll just go, that quarterback of Miami, he's got some pretty good numbers. Let's give it to this guy. So maybe that's going to help, but that's the only one I've got him alive at 10-1 for Cam Ward.
We'll do this in reverse order since we're on college football. Mm-hmm. Give me the JVT scenario that you think is going to play out. What's your most controversial opinion as to how you think this is going to play out for the playoffs?
Yeah, I don't know if this is controversial, but I'll stick with the ACC. You know, I was talking about this with Tim yesterday, where it seems very likely that we're going to get two ACC teams in potentially. And I think that that should keep out a team like Alabama, who for some reason is the talk of the town, but they're setting it up. I mean, Tim brought up a great point when we talked about it yesterday, you know, where they're ahead of Ole Miss, South Carolina, and should one of these teams ahead of them fall back out, then maybe they're going to have to force their way in. But if you look at both SMU and Miami and you have them both in an ACC championship game and it's a tightly fought contest where both teams, you know, whoever loses by a single score, a field goal, a touchdown, whatever it may be, you would think if they both win, of course, and move on in terms of winning their 11th game this coming weekend, then you're probably not going to fall that far. You're probably talking about two top eight teams at the very least. Would that one loss in a conference championship be enough, especially if it's a tight one, to knock you out of the playoff? I would say no. So I think that I'm looking at that, the fact that we're probably going to get two ACC teams in, and you're laying a pretty short price on SMU, like I think minus 170 to make it to the playoff. Like, I wouldn't say no to that because I do think that this is a very good team that obviously can compete with the bad defensive team of Miami, and I think there's a pretty clear path for both of them to make it to the playoff.
I noted exactly what Tim did, that Alabama was nicely ensconced at number 13, just on the outside looking in, just in case.
Just in case.
What's your favorite college football play this weekend?
So I think there's a couple that are really interesting to me. I'll point out one, and this has moved, so I want to see if this comes back. But Boise State is laying a pretty big number here against Oregon State, 19. Wait to see if this climbs back up there. But Oregon State, I talked about this yesterday with Lombardi Line. I think they're in a pretty good situation. They finally get off the schneid. They went outright against Washington State. And I think the sneaky part about what Boise State is facing right now is they are one that controls their own destiny, if you will. But they don't need style points. They don't need any of this. They just need to win and move on, and they will be into the college football playoff. They will get their bye week. And so I do wonder if there's going to be a sense of, if we're in control of this game, should that appear so, then we're going to be able to call the dogs off. But irregardless of that, I just think Boise's really been in good form. We're talking about a team in the last six games that's covered three of them. One of them was one of the most ridiculous beats you'll see in college football this year, the San Jose State game, which, of course, I was on watching that absolutely melt down. They've been in these one-score games in the fourth quarters with lesser teams, Hawaii, Nevada. You know, the list goes on. I don't think that this is a team that is really peaking at the right time. And, of course, we saw Ashton Jeanty. He's going to play. There's no worry, but gets a little dinged up. You do wonder if maybe they're going to have some bigger things on their mind as they look ahead to a Mountain West Championship game, which right now seems to be UNLV as their 17.5-point favorites against Nevada. So Oregon State catching the points there against Boise State would be at the top of the list. And I'll say really quickly, San Jose State laying three against Stanford, too. This is all on Black Friday. I think Spartans are in a pretty good spot. Two really tough losses, right? You lost to Boise State. You lost in a monsoon to UNLV. But now here you get Stanford coming off of the big game against Cal. They blew that against them as a 14-point underdog. Now you got to go on the road with a little bit of a rest disadvantage. I think it sets up well for the Spartans there on Black Friday.
NBA tonight, non-cup games, anything?
Yeah, it means a little bit more, man. These NBA Cup games have been absolutely fantastic, so I'm a little down to watch this slate tonight. No, I'd say there's a couple of things. First off, Atlanta catching the points against Cleveland. So I took a little 10.5 here with Atlanta. Obviously, the Hawks are getting a little bit healthier here at this point right now. Only Trae Young on the injury report, but you have your litany of wing defenders that are going to be out there and ready and available for you. This is a two-day rest advantage for Cleveland, but I think Atlanta is going to be pretty live here against the Cavaliers to stay inside of that number. I've liked what I've seen from them. And then Kelly and I were texting about this earlier, but did lay 2.5 with OKC against Golden State with the thought that Steph Curry will not play tonight.
John, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the holiday, man.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Thank you very much.
At MeJVT is where you can find John on Twitter, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. Jason Weingarten, Dallin Cuff, Matt Brown. It's all coming up. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.